This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Iyer. We're talking to Roger Stone. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Shiva Iyadure. And he is the man who invented email, and he also has found some alarming information about genetically modified food. And so we're going to be talking about that in the next segment. In this segment, though, Roger, we've got an article from Michael Snyder's blog, and he's going to be joining us later in the week. He said activists are hoping to turn Trump's inauguration into one of the biggest riots in U.S. history. What do you think about this?
My own intelligence tells me that as well, David. The group Disrupt J20, which is kind of sits upon an umbrella group of lefty kook organizations, funded yet again by George Soros, directed yet again by David Brock. Same people who just spent $300-400 million losing the last election are just back at it again. And we know from our own intelligence that they plan to create a sense of crisis, a sense of violence, that they are going to be harassing Secret Service agents and other uniformed law enforcement officers, that they will be harassing visitors as they step on and off the metro or as visitors attempt to attend an inaugural event. We know they're going to have roving protesters with drums seeking to drown out speakers at the inaugural events. They have geared up here in a stunning, I think, example of a get prop of AstroTurf, of phony disruption and, you know, their march against fascism and so on.
I think that's going to go over as well as all of their Trump protests went over.
Well,
it's going to have exactly the opposite effect, isn't it?
Yes, but here's kind of the new information. The deplorable, which is on the evening of the 19th at the National Press Club, this is the people's celebration of the Trump inaugural. Alex Jones is speaking. I'm speaking. Jack Posobiec is speaking. The great Mike Cernovich is speaking. There'll be other Liberty Trump supporters. And we now know that groups have prepared to disrupt this party, that they plan to throw baggies filled with urine and bleach.
Wow.
That they will harass those seeking to enter the event, but that they have also gotten their hands on tickets, which means they will have Quislings inside the hall. They are seeking violent confrontation. And then, as we saw in the election, the violence, of course, is blamed on Donald Trump and his supporters.
Oh, yeah. No matter what they do to people, no matter how they instigate it, it will always be blamed on Trump. I mean, they blame that situation where those four black teenagers grabbed that mentally handicapped white guy and berated him. They blame that on Donald Trump. So no matter how absurd it is, they will double down on that narrative.
Well, and in this case, look, the folks running the deplorable know what they're doing. There'll be very good security. This is going to be the event to be at if you are, you know, part of the Trump train. This is not where you're going to meet the other cabinet officers. It's not a $25,000 ticket event. But this is among activists, the primo event. The left knows this, and they're going to seek to disrupt it. This could be extremely ugly. Yes, I think what they have planned is Chicago 1968.
They're looking
for chaos.
Yeah. It's a time where people who've worked really hard to make this revolution happen, it's a time that they want to have to celebrate. But I think a key thing that's going to come out of this is the distinction between Barack Obama and his Hollywood elite partying the way they party ball after ball after ball, and the fact that Donald Trump is very quickly going to get right down to business. I think we're going to see a lot of changes on day one. I think that's going to really show a distinction between Obama and Donald Trump. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger Stone. And we're going to be right back with Dr. Shiva Iyadure, the inventor of email, and his warnings about GMO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We had a story at InfoWars a week or so ago about a new study that showed that GMO soy accumulates cancerous formaldehyde. Now, we're going to talk to the man behind that study. He is what many people call polymath. That is somebody who is an expert in widely diverse fields. Think about Thomas Jefferson, for example, who was all over everything. Well, Dr. Shiva Iyadure is one of those types of people. He has 4 degrees from MIT. He's a world-renowned systems scientist. He's an inventor. He's an entrepreneur. As a 14-year-old, he invented email. And Hillary Clinton wishes that he never existed at this point, I think. He gave her enough technical rope to hang herself publicly, and email has played a big part in her life. It's played a big part in our lives as well. It's a great invention, and he's the guy who invented it. Now, he's really, his core focus has been as a biologist, and he has developed a system, Cytosolve. He's a chairman and CEO of Cytosolve, Inc., and he does modeling of biological systems, and that has allowed him to, that's the basis of this study. So we're going to talk to him about these things, but there is a common thread. He is somebody who supports liberty, and he is somebody who understands the danger of the military-industrial complex. So we were warned about that by President Eisenhower, and we have seen that come true. And he talks about it in the same way that Eisenhower originally was going to talk about it, as the military-industrial academic complex. And that's the way that Dr. Ayadure talks about it, because it truly does roll together academia in a very vital way into this whole aspect. But we got a lot of topics to start with. Let's thank you for joining us, Dr. Ayadure. Let's start with the email. Tell us how, as a 14-year-old, you came about to develop email. And, of course, there was just a recent lawsuit. We keep seeing Gawker Media turn up in these lawsuits on the losing side, and they just lost a lawsuit with you. So tell us about your invention, and tell us about the lawsuit with Gawker over this.
Yeah, thank you. Great introduction, by the way.
Thank you.
So I think the point is, you know, email, I think the heart of it was not invented by the military, the military-industrial complex. It didn't come out of the elite triangle of MIT or Silicon Valley or big industry. The fact is, you know, I invented as a 14-year-old kid in Newark, New Jersey, at a small medical college. And what I was fundamentally doing was solving a civilian problem. If you remember in those days, in many organizations, there was a thing called the inter-office mail system. It was how all organizations collaborated. At the heart of this inter-office mail system was a secretary. On her desktop was the inbox, outbox, folders. Underneath her desk was a trash can. On top of her desk was the address book. She would write a thing called a memo, and it had a very specific structure, to, from, subject. She would make carbon copies. Business essentially got done through the inter-office mail system. It wasn't simple exchange of text messages. So as a 14-year-old kid, I was one of those very overachieving kids. I was also good at, believe it or not, in sports. But I went off to NYU because I finished my math courses by the time I was a 14-year-old kid in calculus, and I was accepted into a special math program at NYU in the Quorin Institute of Mathematical Sciences, in fact, in a special computer science program where I learned 7 programming languages. After I finished that, my parents were afraid of me dropping out, and I got a job at a small medical college called the University of Medicine Dentistry in Newark. And I was given this task of converting that entire inter-office mail system, and I put the word on system into the electronic computer-based version, and I called that email, a term never used before in the English language. But not only that, I converted all those 100 features in 50,000 lines of code across a system of 35 programs, and it was used. It was successful. We charged for it. Hundreds of people used it in that entire university. And more importantly, what was interesting was, at that time, the policymakers in Washington didn't understand software. It was only 1994 could you even patent software. But in 1980, the Copyright Act of 1976 was amended so you could use copyright to protect software invention. So as a young 18-year-old kid when I was at MIT, I sent away for the copyright, and it was not a trivial process. Mm-hmm. You had to fill in a ton of paperwork, and I was issued the first U.S. copyright for email, again, the only way to protect software, so I was officially recognized as the inventor of email. So not only did I create this electronic version of this entire system, called it email, but I also got the copyright. So the facts were essentially black and white, and I never sought, you know, a penny for it, nor did I seek any type of fame for it.
Let me interrupt you a second and say that's a very interesting thing, because now what we're seeing in technology with the copyrights, we're seeing very abusive use of the copyright system, where we have people say they file these junk patents and say, well, I got an idea that you could put pictures on a cell phone, and then they'll hold up Apple and they'll hold up Samsung and all these companies and say, pay me royalties for this type of thing. You never sought to capitalize on that at all in that way.
Exactly. So, you know, between that period, 1980 to 1994, you could only use copyright, and only in 1994 did the Federal Court of Appeals allow the use of patents for protecting software. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to understand, the whole notion of copyright or patents was originally done for independent inventors to protect themselves for a shortened period of time, and then it was publicly accessible. What's happened with the patent trolls is they've actually abused the patent system. Now, what's unfortunate about that is the big guys, Apple, Google, et cetera, have taken advantage of the patent trolls to say that we should completely eliminate patents, which means they want to make it trade secret, which would let the big guys essentially control all types of innovation.
Exactly.
And my belief is when we go back to the heart of what the founding fathers wanted, what the heart of freedom essentially was in innovation, was that independent inventors should be incented to innovate, like that 14-year-old kid I was in Newark. Mm-hmm. And there's many people like that. You know, in fact, it was a 14-year-old kid who invented TV, took him 60 years to eventually get recognition for that, was Philo Farnsworth. But I think at the heart of this, and the spirit of this was, you have certain amount of protection to support independent innovation. And what's really happened is that much of the large entities have abused this, patent trolls, you know, and there's whole public entities, public corporations, which run patent trolls right now.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I think at the heart of it was innovation was really supported to support the spirit of creativity in this country, which was at the heart of why America's great.
And that's the key with everything. There has to be a balance. You know, we do want to protect intellectual property, but then, of course, there's the patent trolls. But you didn't come at this as a patent troll. You came at this because you wanted to protect your reputation and because also, as you pointed out, it's always the military-industrial complex that is trying to take credit for everything. And so you had this lawsuit that just recently got settled, $750,000 lawsuit you won with Gawker Media. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so here was the deal. You know, I went off to MIT after 81, 82 when I invented email, you know, between 70 to 81. Went to MIT, did a bunch of degrees, had a very prolific career, started many companies, made millions of dollars in other inventions. In 2011, when my mom was dying of a horrible disease called pulmonary fibrosis, in a suitcase, she left all of this material and gave it to me. And Doug Ameth, who was a technology editor at the time, looked at all of this, and then he wrote an article called The Man Who Invented Email in Time magazine. After that, in February 16, 2012, the Smithsonian invited me and accepted all my materials. It was a big honor. The day it went into the Smithsonian, you know, it should have been an occasion for celebration, in fact, of what America is truly about. What you see is you see this backlash from the academic elitist historians and the cabal of the military-industrial complex who in those 35 years, when I had really promoted myself or rewritten a history that a defense contractor called Raytheon, and they had essentially created a false narrative that email came out of the military. What they had done was simple text messaging. In fact, we found a document clearly showing that they had no interest to, in fact, invent email because they thought it was impossible. And so as you're showing, Raytheon had essentially created this huge branding. So when my stuff went into the Smithsonian, it was like a new, you know, skull being found in Africa, which completely changed the origin of humans. So they had to destroy it. So you see the fake news sites like Gizmodo, Gawker start calling me all sorts of names, horrible names, trying to destroy my reputation, all my 4 degrees at MIT, everything I'd done. So, you know, in Boston, for example, I wasn't able to find any law firm to take this on because many of them had links to Raytheon.
Wow.
When Hulk Hogan, the beginning of this year, won, which was, you know, in a jury trial, a great case that Charles Harder represented, I called up Charles, and Charles took on my case. 30 days after I filed, Gawker claimed bankruptcy. And the irony, sort of the karma of this whole thing, was that I get appointed to be one of the co-chairs of all the unsecured creditors. So it was a big victory for us because the facts were so obvious. Gawker clearly didn't want to go to the jury trial. And frankly, I never cared about the money anyway. You know, for me, it was one principle, my reputation, to call someone a fraud, a liar, and a fake when I was being 100% truthful is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, when I hear this, what this reminds me of, Dr. Aya Dure, is the struggle between Langley and the Wright brothers. And you're talking about how they wanted to take credit for this. And, of course, the big airfield is named Langley Air Force Base, not Wright Brothers Air Force Base. Langley didn't make any progress in terms of creating an airplane because he was using the charts and the observations that people had recorded that were incorrect. The Wright brothers looked at it and they said, wait a minute, let's go back to square one. Let's do our own measurements. They came up with a system that worked. He never got anything to fly, and yet the government named the Air Force Base after him because he was president of the Smithsonian. He was connected within the government, but you got a couple of homeschooled bicycle builders who were the ones who actually made the first working plane, not the guy who was affiliated with the big military-industrial complex of his day.
Yeah, and I think in my case, you know, I'm not saying that someone would not have created email.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because the march of office automation and computing was coming together, but I was the first to do it. I created the entire system, got it working. In fact, we billed for it. People paid for it. The military was doing these little dinky text messages.
Yeah.
In fact, this guy within the military, Ray Tomlinson, all he did was a 15-minute job to be able to attach text to a remote file. Raytheon has conflated that, the at symbol, to equal email. In fact, they made $240 million in 2014 based on this reputation.
Wow. Hang on. We're going to talk about that more, but we're also going to talk about what you have to say about GMO and how these are connected.
Wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees? No hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks. All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513. Or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
You take a model man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Shiva Iyadure. We've been talking about the fact that he was the developer of email, the original inventor of email. He was credited as such. And once he was credited, that got the establishment, especially the military-industrial establishment, very upset. They pushed back against him. They assassinated his character, and not in an effort to be some kind of a patent troll, but simply to defend his reputation, to defend his honor. He sued Gawker, the parent company of the publications that came after him, and he prevailed in that. But we're also going to talk to him about his research on GMO. He is a man who is an expert in widely different fields, and the field that he has stayed in, for the most part, the field that he got his PhD in is biology and biological engineering at MIT. So we're going to talk to him about what he's found in GMO. And, of course, going back to this article again, there was a, not his study, but a previous study. Researchers in Egypt found that with GM soy, genetically modified soy, they had DNA fragmentation increased significantly. They had glyphosate-tolerant enzymes were found in the blood. And this toxicity increased at 30, 60, and 90-day levels as they fed rats this genetically modified soy. They also found the kidneys' biopathology increased. They found chromosomal aberrations in these rats that they were feeding genetically modified soy. See, it matters what you put in your body. It's very important. And we're not saying that soy is bad, but there's a different form of soy that is harmful, as we see in the study, and as he's going to talk to us in the research that he did. That's why we try to offer you the very best products at InfoWars. We now have our BioTrue Selenium that's been sold out, is now back in stock. It is made from 100% organic mustard seed. It is not a synthetic selenium. See, it's a difference. Not all selenium is the same. Not all soy is the same. GM soy is different from real organic soy. And GM corn is different from organic corn. And organic selenium is different from synthetic selenium. It is now back in stock. Take a look at that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, look at the specials that we have for 2017 to get you off to a healthy start. We have anywhere from 20 to 30% off a variety of products. We have Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, all 30% off. We have Secret 12, Liver Shield, Knockout, a natural sleep aid, and Prostaguard, all 20% off. You'll find all of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Ayadure, before we get to genetically modified soy and your research on that, I want to finish up a little bit more on this email. As we're going to break, you were talking about the profit motivation that the military-industrial complex was getting by claiming that they had invented email. There was a profit motive in it as they were coming after your reputation, wasn't there?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at it, you know, Raytheon, around 2009, you know, post 9/11, the large defense contractors, many of them got involved in the cybersecurity business. It was a lucrative business. Today, it's around a $70 billion industry. Raytheon around 2009 bought a company called BBNN, which is really in the acoustic business, and they rebranded themselves as the inventors of email. In fact, 7 days after I went to the Smithsonian, they actually created a website, or not they, but their surrogates, called the Internet Hall of Fame, and they award Ray Tomlinson the inventor of email award. The timing is not coincidental. But the reality was this $70 billion cybersecurity market was very lucrative. All the major defense contractors started the cybersecurity division, including Raytheon, and they rebranded themselves. If you look at their website that you showed up, you know, they've since taken that down after we exposed this. The at logo is almost like the Nike swoosh. They brand themselves as innovators, and they have their mascot. So when my stuff went to the Smithsonian, it basically was exposing their marketing myth. It's almost like they'll imagine exposing that Michael Jordan didn't shoot all of his baskets and Ray Tomlinson didn't invent email. So that was really the economic motivation to attempt to destroy my reputation. And they use their surrogates in the academic historian community. In fact, when I gave my work to the Smithsonian, the agreement was they would display it for all young people in the United States to get inspired. To this day, the Smithsonian has not displayed my artifacts. In fact, the end of 2015, I met with the new secretary of the Smithsonian, David Skorton. And within 30 minutes of looking at the facts, he said, Shiva, you need to get an investigative journalist. He wrote to the head of the National Museum of American History, John Gray, and he basically, to his own boss, he basically said, we have no intention of displaying this. So this is the level of collusion that goes on in academia. academia is not doing the work that it was meant to do. It does really the work of large corporations who funds them. So this notion, I think you've been discussing on the show, if you look at the East Coast elitist academics, the Hollywood people, these people have this liberal ethos, but they're fundamentally fascistic in many ways. And
hang on, we're gonna continue with that, and we're gonna talk about how they use their position of authority to control our information. We're gonna come back with Dr. Ayodure. We're gonna talk about the biology aspect as well. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just tanked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Guns will be taken. No one will
police and guard troops. It is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Dr. Shiva Iyadure. And as you heard at the beginning of that clip there, you heard President Eisenhower saying, in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. But, of course, he was also talking about universities. A couple of paragraphs down, he says, today the solitary inventor, and that's who we were talking to, Dr. Iyadure, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists and laboratories and testing fields, and in the same fashion, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. Partly because of the huge costs involved, a government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. He said the prospect of domination by the nation's scholars, by federal employment, project allocations, the power of money is ever present and gravely to be regarded. And so that is the fundamental thing. First, you see the solitary inventor like Dr. Iyadure. They come against him. As it had already been established, he was the inventor of email for monetary purposes, but also to establish their authority. Because argumentation from authority is the key way that they control the narrative. And so this is an issue not only about his invention, but it's also an issue about the military-industrial complex. And I want to talk about his next invention here now, which is his Cytosolve system. And, of course, he is a biological engineer. He has a Ph.D. in systems biology with the MIT Department of Biological Engineering. He has 4 degrees. He is proficient in a wide variety of different issues. I want to talk to him about the GMO aspect. We've mentioned this and teased this earlier in the show. But one of the things that he sent to me was he said that in 2014, he saw in the MIT Technology Review a story titled, Buy Fresh, Buy GMO. And that got him thinking. Talk to us, Dr. Iyadure, about the essence of GMO. I think a lot of people really don't understand the difference between transgenic, genetically modified things and things that are just selectively bred, you know, because we've had massive genetic variation between, let's say, dog breeds, okay? Just look at dogs as one example. And that was done by selective breeding. That's something that's been done for thousands of years. But what we're talking about now is something that is fundamentally different. Transgenic can allow them to combine plants with animals. It can allow them to combine chemicals with plants or animals. It's very, very different. Tell us about this article, Buy Fresh, Buy GMO, and how that alerted you to the dangers that were being sold to us by academia.
Yeah, I think great observation, by the way, David. So, you know, when I saw that article, Buy Fresh, Buy GMO, you have to understand between 2003 and 2007, I went back to MIT to do my PhD to really create this new technology called Cytosol, which would help us really model very complex molecular pathways using the computer. So in 2014, when I saw that, frankly, it was an ad. This is MIT's Technology Review, and it was an ad for GMOs. And as you read through that article, what you find is that there's this false narrative being created that the developing nations, for example, like Africa, India, we all must have GMOs because without GMOs, there's no way we're going to be able to produce enough food to feed the masses of the world.
Right.
This is sort of this narrative that goes on. By the way, you know, Henry Kissinger pointed out that if you really want to control people, it's not through oil, but control their soil.
Yes.
So MIT as a part of this, you know, voice was really essentially advertising GMOs. And so I said, you know, why don't we use Cytosolve, which we had published, which we had got all sorts of great feedback from all the major publications to really understand at the molecular systems level what's going on. Now, to the audience out there, to your point, David, it's a very important point. A GMO is where they take a gene from, let's say, from a fish, which has a certain property. Maybe it can withstand cold because of its skin, and they transfer it, let's say, to like a tomato. So this is not something that occurs in nature. many of the mainstream publications, New York Times, et cetera, were essentially supporting fake news by these, basically these bogus scientists who were trying to convince all of us, oh, don't worry, genetic engineering or GMOs is no different than plant breeding or normal breeding that takes place in nature. In normal breeding, you have a full, you know, interaction of all the DNA, not just one little gene. So this is sort of the big lie that got promoted. Don't worry, you know, genetic GMOs are no different than full-blown breeding. But the reality is, what occurs with a GMO by taking a gene from one species and putting it into another in a test tube doesn't occur in nature. So that's what a GMO is. That's what they call it, genetically engineered foods or GMOs. So what we said was, why don't we really do a deep dive, use cytosol, this very powerful technology, by the way, which we've used to create new medicines, which has been published in Nature and Cell inside of there. Why don't we use this to understand what is going on? So what we did was we said, there had been some reports by some farmers in the Midwest saying that they had seen higher levels of formaldehyde in GMO corn. No one was able to understand the mechanism, so the traditional, conventional, academic sort of poo-pooed it. So what we did was we said, why would that occur? So it turns out in all plants, all fungi, and all bacteria, there's a core molecular system called C1 metabolism. To keep it simple, plants, for example, take sunlight and they put together carbon to, you know, create what's called carbon metabolism. That C1 metabolism pathway, we went through nearly 11,000 papers across 6,000 research results. Using cytosol, we were able to combine all that and extract that, and we found the major molecular pathways of C1. That was published in paper one. Very, humbly we published that.
And let's add here briefly, this is peer-reviewed. So these are peer-reviewed papers that have come through here. That's very important for the scientists to understand that.
And open access. Mm-hmm. You see, the old model of publishing has been a little old boys network, where in the major journals like Nature, in fact, Randy Shechtman, who won the Nobel Prize, he's come out against the big journals saying it's an internal cabal of who gets to publish. So, but we went to open access journals, which is, you have peer review, but it goes directly to the masses, and you don't have to pay a fee to download. So we published that first paper.
Let me add one other thing, too, because that also parallels what we've seen with the Internet and with news. You know, one of the ways that you control the narrative, and we saw this when there were only a few networks out there, just you're talking about we had a parallel structure in the peer-reviewed journals. You've just got a few publishers, and what they choose to report and what they choose not to report can be a form of censorship. And so you were able to transcend that by going open source, going directly to the public, but still having it be peer-reviewed.
Yeah, in fact, you know, the story, for example, Einstein never published any papers peer-reviewed. He thought the whole concept of peer review was ridiculous, because if you're an innovator publishing something new, how can a peer even review that? He thought that it should go direct and let people make the decisions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In fact, when he one of his last papers, they said they wanted a peer review, and he said, give it back to me. So this whole notion of peer review has been created in some ways by the priesthood to control knowledge.
Exactly.
And they brand it as though they're the only ones who can decide for us who should read what.
So, I agree. Yeah, and that's why I put that out there, because we have that priesthood every time we'll talk about something. Well, was that peer-reviewed or was that not peer-reviewed? And it's like, okay, exactly. in this situation, they were peer-reviewed. So there you go. So let's move forward
exactly.
with that. Yeah.
And I've published in peer-reviewed. I have, you know, those credentials. But the reality is, this whole assumption is based on the average person is stupid, and we're going to tell you what you should even read.
Yes.
But that's it's a bigger discussion. But anyway, we published the first paper. The second paper, we literally took these molecular pathways that we've discovered from the literature, which people had done in experiments, and we converted them to mathematical models using cytosol, and we interconnected them. That was papers 2 and 3, and we showed there was, in the normal condition for all plants, that they normally, you know, process carbon by a pathway where they do create formaldehyde. It's called a methionine and methylation pathway, but then they detoxify it. So in the normal case, all plants do create a little bit of formaldehyde, but they detoxify it. However, what we found was under certain stressful conditions, pollution, or when there's a drought, a plant will actually deplete its glutathione. I noticed in your commercial you talked about selenium. Selenium is an amazing mineral which actually helps it's a precursor to glutathione. Glutathione is a very important antioxidant, which helps break down formaldehyde. So what we found is in normal plants, plants do crave formaldehyde. They have enough glutathione to make sure formaldehyde is detoxified. However, under stressful conditions, the glutathione gets depleted and formaldehyde accumulates. So those were papers 2 and 3. In the fourth paper, what we did was we looked at GMO soy. I think the point you made is important. Not all soy is equal. 97% of the soy in the United States is genetically engineered. Monsanto created a version of GMO soy called Roundup Ready Soy. It's a version of soy which can withstand their own pesticide called glyphosate or Roundup. Mm-hmm. So when you plant one of their seed can also withstand their own pesticide. That's called Roundup Ready Soy. What we found out in Roundup Ready Soy, by the way, the way they created Roundup Ready Soy was they took a gene from a different bacterium and they shoved it into the soy seed, in the normal soy seed. And that let it create another immune system to withstand their own Roundup. So anyway, what we found was when they inserted that that new gene, it actually perturbs the entire C1 metabolic system and puts the plant into what's called oxidative stress. The plant actually thinks it's under stress. It depletes its glutathione and formaldehyde accumulates. That was paper number 4. When we published this, we were attacked by the pro-Monsanto surrogates, including a guy called Kevin Folta, who was the head of agriculture, the head of the Horticultural Institute at the University of Florida, part of the priesthood. He said, by the way, this guy didn't create email, and furthermore, his research is just a model. And he also said, I have nothing to do with Monsanto. As some of your viewers may know, subsequent to saying that, a FOIA was issued on him by a nonprofit group in the West Coast. 4,000 emails came out with a clear email from Monsanto to him, giving him $25,000 to be their spokesman.
So there you go. You got him with your own invention, email.
Exactly.
4,000 emails between him and Monsanto showing that there was a connection besides the $25,000 that they gave him. So
So Folta has been exposed. And so it's funny, the irony is the email is a tool that was used to expose him. Now, more recently, the end of last year, we published a fifth paper because people like the Folters were saying, oh, this is just a mathematical model. We went back in and we actually did focus on glutathione, and we were able to show that glutathione levels are nearly 300% less in the GMO soy. Not only that, we found research that was done 3 years ago, 4 years ago in 2011, but a little bit longer than that, in Leeds and duplicated in Leeds by researchers who had actually grown the GMO, non-GMO soy in the greenhouse, and they too had found in the actual live plant 300% less glutathione. So what we're saying is we've been sort of told, oh, these plants are much more resistant to drought, et cetera, but it's actually completely false. What we're finding is that the GMO soy has 300% less glutathione. Let me tell you, glutathione is one of the most important antioxidants for cleaning up, detoxifying our body. So if the soy has 1/3 less, you can imagine what that means to the nutrient value. It gets even more interesting. Glutathione, our view is because it's less than the soy, even the soy's immune system is lowered. That's why many of the GMO seeds, they're coating them with a thing called neonicotinoids, which is a coating which protects the seed from soil organisms. So what you're seeing is the entire process of creating GMOs has completely screwing around with nature. So not only do they have created an organism which is less stronger, and then they have to coat it with another pesticide.
It's kind of like the laws that the government does. They create a problem that makes us more vulnerable, and then what they do is they double down with that with more laws that make us even further vulnerable. And I think it's interesting when we look at Monsanto, you're talking about how they start to go down this path. Where you began on all this, you said they're selling us GMOs, saying that's the only way that we can feed the population of the planet. And yet it's Monsanto that creates these seeds that you have to keep buying from them because they won't self-replicate. So they're actually creating a situation that would hinder our food supply for their own profits, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, this entire process, is a very insidious process.
Yeah.
And the biggest so-called respectable people from the Gates Foundation, the big academics, are all behind this, right? So, you know, you go to a place like Africa and India, you show bloated babies, and then you convince everyone they need, you know, help from, it's a neo-missionary attitude. So we've gone into these developing nations, destroyed their soil, giving them sort of unidimensional types of crops, wheat and corn. And many of these countries had their own biodiversity. And then we forced them to buy GMO seeds because that's a new market for Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And as a part of that, we're selling the GMO seeds as well as the pesticides. And that's really at the crux of why there's a lot of these issues in public health in all of these countries, including our health. In fact, 2 days ago, a paper just came out in Nature showing that low levels of glyphosate Roundup cause, you know, fatty liver, you know, EG, obesity, et cetera. This just came out in Nature. So at the foundation of all of this, when you go back to where I grew up in India, my grandmother was a traditional farmer, a healer. Traditional systems of health and nutrition were really based on using our food supply, natural systems, natural herbs to support us. And what we've done is, through the military-industrial complex, Monsanto and Dow, for example, as you may know, they're the ones who created Agent Orange, which was to defoliate Vietnam. They took that entire infrastructure and reused it for delivery of Roundup and glyphosate on factory farms. So the military-industrial complex and their industries thrive on reusing the technologies they created for war in their secondary markets back in civilian life. That's why something like the invention of email, as you're showing this slide, perturbs this entire narrative, because the narrative is the golden triangle of the military-industrial complex is where all great innovation comes from.
That's right.
And they
want
to bow down to that.
And that's why they wanted to discredit you. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Dr. Aya Duray.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Not like the others. What if I say I'm not just another part of your place?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Aya Dure, developer of email and exposer of what's going on with genetically modified soy and with other issues. And, of course, because of that, he was attacked. They tried to destroy his reputation. Because if they could destroy his reputation, they don't have to address his research that showed the harmful effects on plants, on soy, of GMO, the fact that it accumulated formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen, something we should be very concerned about. And, of course, the key mechanism that he identified was the drop in glutathione. And as he pointed out when he's talking about this, selenium is a key building block in creating glutathione. So it's something that is very essential. That's why you have these studies. You can look at the mechanism, or you can just look at the studies that show that you need selenium for your health in terms of your thyroid gland, your immune system, your DNA production, your eyesight. We now have BioTrue Selenium back in stock. We make our selenium from a 100% organic mustard seed. It's not synthetic selenium. And as we pointed out earlier, there's a difference between the 3% of soy that is not genetically modified and the 97% that is genetically modified. There's a big difference. And there's a big difference in the selenium that you get as well. So you should understand not only what things you need that are essential in terms of trace minerals and other nutrients, but you should also take a close look at how these things, how they're made, so that you get a pure form of it, the best form that you can find. So we now have BioTrue Selenium back in stock. We've been sold out for several weeks. We also have sales on BrainForce, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, that is a nascent iodine. Again, look at the form of the iodine that you're getting. Many people don't get a lot of iodine anymore in the food that they're getting. This is a pure form of iodine, 30% off Survival Shield X2. Secret 12, a vitamin B12, another essential nutrient that you need, 20% off. Liver Shield, Knockout, Prostaguard, also 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Aya Dure, I want to go back to what we've been talking about. And of course, as you point out, we talk about glyphosate and Monsanto. They genetically engineer and they created these problems with the accumulation of formaldehyde because they've created soy that is not going to be affected by their glyphosate, okay, which is a weed killer. But when they spray this indiscriminately, then this can go over and kill people. Even if people are trying to do something that is organic, their plants are susceptible to this because they haven't been genetically modified. They're susceptible to being killed by this. So we've seen this kind of damage that has been spread by this. And, of course, I'm sure you're aware of what's going on in India. Farmers become indebted to Monsanto because they start buying a GMO seed, and then that seed does not reproduce. They turn into debtors. They've had massive numbers of suicides in India. Speak to some of that for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're bringing up some very good points, David. It's an insidious cycle, right? So
yes.
What they've done with the GMO seeds is they've made it into almost like a software licensing model, right? Mm-hmm. So if you and I are both farmers, let's say you're next door to me and you're not using Monsanto's GMO soy, and I am, let's say, for example, one of my seeds happens to fly over onto your property, Monsanto will unleash their legal apparatus to force you to now license their seeds.
Yeah.
And in fact, you can be, litigated against and, in fact, suffer massive fines. In India, what's happened, in India, a small farmer may have many kids. His entire livelihood is based on farming his plot of land. So in countries like India, many of these GMO producers have essentially experimented with GMO seeds. Some of them work, some of them, quote unquote, work, some of them don't. And these farmers become indebted to them. And the licensing model, as you said, is every year annual you have to come up with more money.
Hang on, we're going to continue with that right after the break. We've got a short segment here, but we're going to continue with Dr. Aya Dure right after the break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.